We don't hear that Jesus was invited to Nazareth. Rather, he just went, observed what was not right, and shed some light on the darkness. The uninvited guest, the uninvited but needed guest. So about a month ago, I was going to a baptism party. I arrived at the reception room at the Civic Center. I saw a blue balloon tied on the door, so I walked right in. And so began my experience of a party to which I was not invited. Well, 50 years ago this month, Pope Paul VI reflected on what it means to be married. Now, if he had said, "What God has joined together, no human being must separate," as a statement about marriage, the world would have just kept on spinning, because you and I have heard that a dozen times at weddings, right? But he said that what God has joined together, no human being must separate, is not just a statement about marriage, but about every act of marriage. And there is no more significant act of marriage than the sexual act. And what has God joined together in the sexual act? Well, making love and making babies. Of course, God brought those two together. And what contraception does to the sexual act is to separate the two very things that God has put together. And so Pope Paul VI's message was very clear. Marriage is the union between man and woman that cannot be broken. And the marriage act is the union between making love and making babies that cannot be broken. Now, at that time, many said the church had shown up at a party it wasn't invited to. But in fact, the church and the world were in pursuit of the same thing, the perfection of marriage. However, the world was saying that perfection came from blocking the possibility of life, while the church reminded us, as it had for 1900 years, that openness to life, whether it results in new life or not, is what transforms marriage from a contract between two parties to a covenant between two people. So as I stepped into this party, I didn't see the family that I had baptized. But a woman who I recognized came up to me and asked, "Father, can I get you something to eat?" And I didn't want to insult her, but I looked around and I realized that everyone in the room was female. And I asked, "Is this a baptism party?" And, "Well, no, it's a baby shower." Well, in the 1960s, there was the idea that contraception would be the answer to so many things. Happier marriages, less abortions, gender equality, an end to poverty. But Pope Paul VI looked around and saw something very different. He predicted that a widespread acceptance of contraception would be accompanied by a rise in infidelity, a general lowering of moral standards, a loss of respect for women, and an abuse of power by authorities. And one need not look very far today to see those predictions validated. Look no farther than the explosion of pornography, the prevalence of sexually transmitted diseases, or the male chauvinism exposed by the Me Too movement. Contraception allows the sexual act to be perceived as no longer having consequences. And when it's no longer perceived as having consequences, then the question, am I open to life? And even the question, do I love this person? No longer seems necessary to ask. So I realized that it was time for me to leave the party that I was never invited to in the first place. But as I was ready to go, a young, very pregnant lady came up to me and asked, "Father, can I take our picture?" And as I left to the other room at the Civic Center, I left thinking, I came to this party, figured out why I shouldn't be here, and then was shown why I should. The church didn't just arrive in the marriage discussion, drop off some dire predictions, and then leave. On the contrary, the church wants nothing more than marriages that are happy and healthy and holy. Bold women and men have led the way, both medically and pastorally, in helping couples to understand their natural, God-given cycles of fertility and infertility. And while always upholding the beauty of every child and the beauty of a family that receives many children, the church also supports a couple who, because of a serious reason, uses their cycle of fertility to space or delay a pregnancy, all the while cooperating with the way God created their bodies. Now, I know that many of you are past the point in your life where this is an active decision, whether you made those decisions well or not. Maybe your call now is to be an ambassador to those you love, your coworkers, your grandchildren, your godchildren, to let them know that their body is already made with what it needs to carry out God's plan. And what is said about the church as a whole could be said about the Diocese of Dodge City. For in just 1 week, a brand new position for the church in Southwest Kansas will begin. a director of matrimony, family life, and natural family planning. Jesus was the uninvited guest to Nazareth, who spoke the needed truth. But the effectiveness of the truth is not only based on the manner in which it is given, but also on the openness with which it is received.